A brief review of the latest study regarding tea tree and lavender oils, isolated constituents, endocrine disruption, found in a petri dish using human cancer cells. For the love of science, can we stop the chit-chat on lavender, tea tree, and man boobs? Last week, another ruckus was made proclaiming new evidence supported that tea tree and lavender essential oils were capable of hormonal disturbances. I received a few emails asking my take on this latest media scare story featuring essential oils' questionable safety. Since the subject of essential oils acting as endocrine disruption seems to keep surfacing, I decided to edit and expand on my response for all my subscribers. First, I will give you the bare-bones, easily understandable explanation. Following this, I will go into more detail for the more scientifically inclined and or curious. Question: did you see the study that tea tree and lavender oil are estrogenic? Should I be concerned? Answer: I read the summary of findings as presented by the Endocrine Society at their annual meeting and reported by Science Daily. I do not have the full details since the published paper was not released yet, but its results appear to be very poorly reported on and not fully based on the actual findings. The conclusions of the study are extrapolated from an in vitro experiment assessing isolated constituents from lavender and tea tree essential oils. In the study, researchers extracted components deemed to be important in these essential oils and analyzed the hormonal changes. These endocrine effects were inferred by measuring the resulting estrogen receptor and androgen receptor target genes and transcriptional activity. This was done on human cancer cells, not in animals or humans. In an article reviewing the safety of lavender oil in pregnancy, Robert Chizurin states how in vitro effects can be inconclusive. One in vitro study found that lavender oil had a weak estrogen activity on MC7 breast cancer cells. However, there is no evidence that lavender oil has any adverse effects on human hormonal activity. In another in vitro study, lavender oil inhibited the growth of MC7 cells, which are the breast cancer cell line, suggesting that while it may bind to estrogen receptor sites in the body, it is not an estrogen mimic and so does not promote estrogen. Furthermore, the effects in a living system cannot be measured by the same as in a assumed to be the same as in a petri dish. For example, in a 2008 study evaluation of the development toxicity of linalool in rats, the author stated, it is concluded that linalool is not a developmental toxicant in rats at maternal doses of up to 1,000 milligrams per kilogram a day. Here is more on the subject from a previous fear-promoting misleading headline from a recent blog, "But I don't want to have man breasts." Guys may be wary of using certain essential oils because they have heard the rumors that lavender and tea tree cause gynecomastia, breast growth in males. Let me put your mind at ease. That's actually not true for many reasons. The lavender and tea tree that were blamed in these cases were not validated as therapeutic quality essential oils. Furthermore, a few of the studies combine the oils with endocrine disruptors, chemicals associated with estrogen effects in personal care products. You can get the details in the short blog I wrote by clicking on the link. Pure essential oils are modulators that bring the body's hormones into balance rather than specifically acting to increase estrogen or estrogenic. Certain oils may promote more estrogen balance, but the estrogen environment is the determinant of their effect. And I go back to this topic a little later on. I hope you will use this information to empower you with the use of essential oils for relationship, health, emotions, hormones, and libidos. Then I give a link about part two, which will explore further details in male infertility and highlight studies with essential oils that actually help promote male and female hormonal balance. The bottom line is that isolating constituents and measuring their effects in cells is a completely different study than assessing an essential oil in human beings. Another issue is that the essential oils in their whole form were not tested, nor were they used as comparison. The author's conclusions would have been more accurately reported to be based on the substances assessed, not generalizing to essential oils. This is due to the fact that essential oils have synergy. There is a balancing effect there. For example, one compound might act on an estrogen receptor, but may be balanced by another one that is present. Also, natural compounds act different than synthetic compounds on hormonal receptors. Furthermore, the environment of the essential oil and metabolomics of the individual is in effect. I explain more of these details in the nitty-gritty on my homepage. I have used only quality Young Living essential oils with my clients for 17 years and never saw this occur in any of my men I have worked with, period. To listen to the next blog, please click on the link below.